This is my first time doing this, so it might be a little rough around the edges, but with the Lord's help, we'll get through it. Let's start with prayer. Lord, I ask you to anoint my words that I'm about to speak, that it may fall on fallow ground and fertile ground, that it will bring forth much fruit. I ask you, Lord, if you open the ears of the people that are listening to this, that they may hear what you have to speak to them. May I speak words of encouragement to all the men that are listening today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, today I'm going to be speaking to you from Romans chapter 17, verses 14 through 23 is where we're going to start. Some of you may be familiar with this, and some of you may not. But chapter 7, verse 14 starting. For we know that the law is spiritual, for I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is to present in me, or with me, excuse me, and how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is not more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So, in these scriptures we see that Paul, the man who God used to formulate three-quarters of the New Testament, was a man very much like you or me. He describes how a great ongoing battle that he faces each day also takes place in each one of us each and every day. He continues in Romans 8 to discuss how we strive not to walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He mentions in Romans 8:8 how we, when we operate in the flesh, we cannot and are not pleasing to God. In Romans 8:13, he warns us that if we live after the flesh, we die. I believe that he was not only speaking about dying, he was not only speaking about dying spiritually, but also dying, that by living after the flesh, it could also lead us to physical death. In Galatians 5:17, it reminds us of the constant battle that we war within us. In Galatians 6:8, it reminds us that we sow what we reap, or reap what we sow, excuse me. If we sow in the flesh, we reap in the flesh. If we sow in the Spirit, we reap in the Spirit. In John 2:16, we find the phrase that Pastor Jeremy likes to use a lot. The scripture is, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not the Father, or not of the Father, but is of the world. So we see, brothers, that we all go through things sometimes we feel that we're the only ones going through whatever we're going through or whatever we're experiencing. But the truth be known is that we all have experienced very much the same things. None of us are exempt from going through the same things. It may be different times, maybe in different places, but we all go through the same things. So I encourage you to seek after another brother and trust his leading from the Word, and explain whatever you're going through to him or to them, if it's a group. And you will often find out that they've been through something very similar or even the very same thing. So it is my hope that you all will gain something from this today. I know this is rather short and all, but that's all I have for you today. I wish you all a very good day, and God bless you all.